Well, welcome to the biz with your host, Cleo. This starts tonight's show. And there you go. Tonight's guest will be Mailman from Medium Pimpin'. I'll be calling him in just a couple of minutes here. And chat room's open. Invite you all. You all get to listen to me sniffle with my allergies tonight. The joys of living in the tropics. And let's see, it's about that time. Let's give Mailman a call.
Hello?
Hey, Mailman.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Good. It's good to have you as my guest. Everybody,
happy to do it.
Yeah. So, for all you that don't know about you, give us a little background on who you are and who you're with.
All right. I'm Mailman. I started in the business late in 99, I guess, or 2000, something like that. Just did my own thing for the most part for a couple of years till I got hooked up with Kevin at Medium Pimpin', and been there now for about, I guess this is year number 7. I could be wrong though, it seems so long, so not too sure. But nothing too exciting, just been not jumping around like a lot of people. I just been pretty grounded, got my feet where they're at, and head down working hard.
What do you actually do with Medium Pimpin'?
A little bit of everything, I guess. as Kevin stated a couple weeks ago when he was your guest, we obviously got the program, so I help run and maintain that, doing various things with dealing with affiliates and helping take care of some issues here and there and whatnot. And then on the other side of that, we've got our own stuff going on that we're doing, our vlogs and tubes and all that, so I help manage a lot of the content on those and watching all the domains and getting a lot of that set up alongside of Kevin, and just a little bit of everything right now, but a little bit jack of all trades, I guess.
You all have a shitload of blogs.
Yeah, it's its own beast. I mean, I don't even can't really say for certain that we even know what we're doing.
That's it must be difficult to maintain that many blogs.
It is, but it isn't. We've always had this saying, it's kind of a joke amongst us that, it's Medium Pimpin' when, nothing ever seems to go right and something's always broken or fucked up, and the blogs kind of fall along with that. They're on their own organized chaos. We have our own little system that, to most would make absolutely no sense, and people would just, look at us and say, what the fuck are you doing? But to us it works, and, we know what each other's doing, and we know it gets done, so it is what it is. There's no special scripts or, sort of play into it all. It's just we started with probably a handful of maybe 5 or 6 blogs, and now we're up and over, over 600, I think, collectively amongst porn stars and Gmails and all the other stuff we do. And now to this day, it's what we were doing on day one, we're doing now, I guess, about 3 years later. So it is what it is, and it works for us. So,
how'd you get your name, Mailman?
Not really an exciting story. years ago when I first started in the business, I basically started working as a bitch boy to my brother, basically doing his galleries and doing all the grunt work that he wanted nothing to do. He was in the business a couple of years before me, actually. He was in it back when, you know, really good money was to be made. And so while I was doing that, once I was, you know, situated enough that I felt comfortable doing some of my own stuff, I went to register for Go Fuck Yourself, of all places, and I needed a nickname, and I didn't know what to pick. You know, you want to get something cool, you want to get something, you know, nothing too stupid. So I probably sat there for a good 20 minutes trying to figure out a name, coming up with nothing. The only one I could think of one was actually Penn's Fan. And I don't know if anybody remembers that guy, but somebody already had that name registered on GFY years ago. And so at that point in time, the mailman actually walked in with our mail. And I just thought, you know what? Mailman sounds cool. But at that point in time, I was a little, you know, a little bit of a rookie in the business. Had no concept of mailers. I had no concept of, you know, any of that shit. And so now, after all these years, I still have people hitting me up asking me, you know, for leads and how much to mail different things. And I've never, you know, done anything like that. So, I mean, it was a little, you know, obviously a little bit of a stupid name to pick. But now, after all these years, I mean, it's kind of stuck. And, you know, so.
Sort of like my name Cleo online. I'm stuck with it forever.
Yeah, I was going to ask you why, Why Cleo?
I was standing outside a clothing store that I used to like to buy clothes at. The name of the store was Cleo. And someone asked me, I didn't want to use my real name, Terry, on the adult business. And I looked up the sign, I said, Cleo. And 20 years later, it's still with me.
Yeah, it's funny how you get things like that in and just stick, you know? At the time, it was the stupidest thing for me. You know, the mailman walked in, and like I say, now it's, you know, I guess 11 plus years later, here it still sits as mailman. And
I actually thought you used to be a mailman or something.
Yeah, and that's again another thing a lot of people ask. You know, because a lot of people, you know, do have, you know, jobs still, or you know, people have retired and they're doing this business now as an older, you know, older person, and No, I've never been a mailman. I'm not a fan of Karl Malone. I don't do mailers. I'm really anything but a mailman, but, you know, it is what it is, so.
Yeah, it's like my name, Cleo. It's stuck, it works. What, you know, c'est la vie.
Yeah.
Do you, you all do with Linkspun any?
Pardon me?
Do you do anything with Linkspun?
I wouldn't say we do. We're trying to figure that out right now, actually. I don't understand the full concept of it. I mean, I get it, but I don't see how anybody in our business, again, this might be completely naive to say because, again, I don't fully understand it, but I don't see how it's something we can, I don't know that manipulate's the right word, but I don't see how we can make Linkspun really work for us, you know, in any sort of way. We're getting traffic from it, but again, I don't see how you can, you know, make yourself benefit from it. Whereas, like, you know, blogs or whatever, you do link building and, you know, your SEO, and you get Google to get your traffic back. But I get the impression I get from Linkspun. Oh, you said, you know what, fuck, here I am rambling off. You said Linkspun, right?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. I thought you were talking about, what's that one fucking thing? Shit, LinkedIn or something like that?
Oh, LinkedIn. That's kind of more mainstream.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about. Jesus Christ, I'm all over the place.
That's okay.
But, yeah, no, with Linkspun, though, back to the actual question, Linkspun, no, we've never used them. We've always done our link trading with whatever the hell it's called. I don't even know. Let me find it I'm not good with details. Links Organizer, that's it.
Okay, I use Links Organizer as well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when we originally set up the blog, we really had no intentions of trading, you know, or getting into that mess. I mean, we didn't want to deal with, you know, too many scripts and following for cheaters and all that kind of crap. But, I mean, Links Organizer just seemed to fit the bill exactly what we needed. It just, you know, sets up the hard links. It notifies you if something is down or whatever. So it works good. We like it.
I actually use Link Organizer, but I found I couldn't get people to sign up. So now I use Linkspun to get the trades and then manually put them into Link Organizer.
Yeah, we've never gone out looking for trades. I think probably every single trade we have across our network is initiated by somebody else. We've put them up and people find it, and you know, I think I've only ever rejected a, you know, maybe a handful of trades just because it's, you know, completely irrelevant, and you know, we only look to trade with relevant sites and somebody doesn't read the rules, or you know, it's a spam or something like that, which you don't get much of, but you do get the odd person, you know, they find a form and they fill it out with bullshit. So I've always found with things like Linkspun, I wouldn't say that that's the case with them because I hear good things about it, but I find with a lot of things like that, you get a lot of just people not looking at rules, not looking at anything. They just see all these opportunities for trades and they figure, I'll, you know, look to trade with 100 sites and maybe 10 will reply and that's good enough for me. And then you've got, you know, 100 bullshit trades you got to sort through and deal with, and you know, and so it's just, it's not worth our time to go through all that. I mean, we put a lot of time and effort into the blogs and we have good rankings, and I think, like I said, that goes back to with, you know, why we feel confident enough that if we're going to get trades, people are going to find us, and that's basically been the case since day one. So
Linkspun has been okay. I mean, I do reject quite a bit of the trades that people ask for, but I've gotten some good trades out of it too.
Yeah.
So you guys probably been hit by this downturn in the business as well as everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And I think if anybody tells you that they're not in a downturn, they're full of shit.
You think it's bottomed out?
I don't think it's bottomed out. I mean, I think, like anything, I mean, everything's a cycle, you know. I think you've got a lot of people that, you know, you go back to the early days where this was a new business and, you know, there was an influx of people nonstop, and, you know, you could go back to the old days of GFY and, you know, and everybody always screamed and hooted and hollered about, you know, there's too much free pouring and, you know, and all these other things, but there was always good money to be made. And, you know, and it's not the issue that it's bottomed out. I think the issue is that, you know, like a lot of people say, is that everybody, you know, is backstabbing one another in this business. There's no, you know, camaraderie, if you will. And I understand that. I mean, it's a business. We're all here to make money. But when there's nobody here to, you know, basically referee us all, and everybody can get away with fucking over other people and doing these things, and everybody, you know, a week later forgets that that person, you know, fucked over that person who stole from that person, and those people can continue to do business just under a new name, and, you know, people aren't educated enough to, you know, realize that it's the same person. You know, the people who are making the money now are the people that are into, you know, doing that kind of shit. And we see that with, you know, some of these larger programs and what they're doing and how they're stealing in different forms, all of them. So, and then the guys who are just trying to work honestly, you know, they just have to work hard and hope for the best. And, you know, there still is a lot of money to be made. It's just how you choose to go about there and make it is, you know, I guess what separates us all.
Have you done anything different this year to, I don't know, different?
Well, we haven't really done anything different this year. I mean, I think what a lot of people are doing, you know, everybody's trying now to, you know, at least, you know, for the most part, you know, the ones that, you know, are trying to save their money and basically are just working hard looking for that day when all of this passes, and I'm sure it will get to that point again because you already see a thinning of people selling out, you know, or just closing down or, you know, just shutting everything down and collecting all the money themselves. So you're seeing the thinning, you're seeing everything change. It's going to take time because, again, you know, everybody's doing their own thing and everybody's either going to last a little longer, cut it quits early, and you know, it is what it is. You know, you just have to, you know.
I think a lot of the...
go ahead.
I was going to say, I think a lot of the hobbyists have left the business, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, and like that's what I'm saying. I mean, everybody's got their own agenda. There's no, you know, there's no form to any of this business. You know, there's nothing. Anybody can come in at any time. Anybody can leave at any time. You can work as much as you want. You can work as little as you want. And, you know, there's obviously no way to police that. And, you know, to police somebody to saying, hey, you want to sell adult, you have to, you know, put in 20 hours a week or something. I mean, there's no way to do things like that. And, you know, so it's a unique beast, and I don't think anybody really knows how to maintain it or do it better than the other person. It's just a matter of, you know, right spot, right time, or whatever the case. It just, you know, like I said, it is what it is, and I think we all just wake up and try to work hard and make it through another day.
It is a wonderful work-at-home business.
Yeah, I mean, I've always said that to myself. I'm here to work at it full-time. I mean, I enjoy it. You know, is it what I'll always be doing? I don't know, but I do know that if I do ever leave this business full-time, I can almost guarantee that I would still be doing it part-time in some form, as, you know, I have the knowledge that I have, and knowing that, you know, whatever money you can make, you know, in the part-time part of it all, you know, is pretty good. So, you know, that's the benefit, but I think that's what's so lucrative to everybody else. They, you know, they hear about their friends that are doing adult and think it's so easy, and they come in and flood the market to make a couple sales.
I tell all my friends it's too late to get into the business.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Everybody's been saying that since I got in the business, you know?
That is true.
You know, I got in, and you know what, you know, we were raking in, you know, I wouldn't say we were raking in money, because, you know, we were making good money back then. I mean, my brother, who was doing it years before me, was in doing this in the glory days, if you will, and he didn't take it seriously, and he was making a lot of money, and he blew a lot of money, and, you know, and I did the same thing when I started. I thought, you know, this is fun, this is great, you know. And I ran, you know, right away when I was 18, got an apartment, you know, did everything that you could do. And, you know, I don't think I gained an appreciation for how good the money came in and how quickly now it is, you know, how difficult it is to get the money. So it's a lucrative thing to get into, because, again, you got so much, you know, everything's iced with looking so nice and wonderful, and you hear about the good money, and you see all the guys driving the fancy cars, only realizing that it's all a show, you know?
I know I'm working like three times as much this year, but I am slowly starting to see things pick up.
Yeah, I think things have picked up somewhat. I mean, we see in our trends across, again, I'll just use the blogs as an example, because that's probably the best sampling of things, since we promote so many different programs. You know, we're always building, and traffic is, you know, going up, going down, doing whatever, but I mean, you know, we're seeing rebills go up and up more, which is probably the biggest thing out of it all. You know, I don't doubt that people are always buying things, and buying, you know, porn, if you will, as you know, I've always said it's something that's like a release for people. It's, you know, it's like cigarettes. It's, you know, something that people don't make cuts other parts in their lives, but, you know, the one thing where they're going to have 5 minutes to get off and forget about all their issues in life, you know, you're going to have people that are going to be paying for this stuff. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of freeloaders out there, but, you know, there's still a lot of people out there paying. We're seeing our rebuilds, you know, continuously grow, which is, you know, good as you're obviously setting more sales, but, I mean, they're not staying steady or declining, so people are, you know, staying members longer of different sites, and, you know, it's definitely better than it was probably a couple of years ago, but there's still a lot of work to be done to, you know, probably get back to a safe zone, if you will, where it's a little bit more carefree as opposed to waking up and saying, we got some shit to do today, you know?
Someone's asking you to speak up a little bit louder.
Okay.
I can hear you fine, but who knows?
Yeah, sure. I'll just make sure the phone's a little closer. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's, you know, like I say, it's my new little saying. It is what it is. You can, you know, it just work hard, and, you know, I think everything kind of works itself out. You know, if you put the time and the effort in, the results will show. You know, Kevin's posted stats at the blog numerous times on the forum. Like I say, last year, in my stats or most, I show us making about $175,000 across the blog network, which is only now, last year would have been its about just over 2 years in the making. And I mean, we did this with, you know, no buying of traffic, no knowledge of, you know, SEO and all these things. I mean, we put the time in ourselves. We did the effort for the most part, Kevin and I. I mean, there's other helping hands along the way, like, you know, Dario's been, you know, a savior for us many of times with, you know, hosting issues and technical things.
He's a tech genius. You know,
yeah, you know, but, you know, what I'm saying, though, for the most part, though, is, I mean, Kevin and I, you know, we put the time in, you do the effort, and, I mean, there's clearly still money to be made. I mean, we went into this project of this blog network with, you know, zero knowledge. You know, we had blogs for the program, hosted blogs and stuff like that we were paying Baxter to do because we had no clue, no concept of WordPress. I mean, it was, what the fuck is WordPress, you know? And, you know, we went into this, we worked hard, and, you know, now it's, you know, we're hoping to probably push up around $200,000 this year, which might be a little bit of a stretch, but, I mean, I'm sure we can do it, so.
That's split across many people, though, isn't it?
Pardon me?
The figures you're mentioning, that's split across many people working with Medium Pimpin'.
Well, that again, is just, that's just the blog, and that, for the most part, is just Kevin and I working on it, and we have one additional person that does post for us because, you know, I spend most of my day downloading content from programs and sites, and, you know, and then I have to sort it, you know, and then you got to prep it all for that person to post it. So, I mean, it's, again, it's a little bit of a system, but what we pay for somebody to do the post, and then we have ourselves, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's not like we have 10 people doing this where that, you know, $175,000 or whatever is, you know, really minuscule because of the manpower put into it. I mean, it's just, it's elbow grease from, you know, for the most part, like I say, two people with the help of a couple others.
It's kind of like what I do. I download the content, and then Christy, my partner, she's actually who writes my blogs for me.
Yeah, I tried writing some blog posts, but I mean, that doesn't go so well. I'm like,
I suck at it.
Yeah, I can't spell with a shit, and I got no sort of fantasy in terms of writing. So, and even though our writing's pretty basic, I mean, it ain't pretty. So, I stick to what I know, and that's, you know, I can pound out the content, and I can get it all prepped and ready, and then we got somebody standing by to pound out the post each day, and Kevin kind of does, you know, he downloads his own content and he does his posts, and I, you know, deal with my stuff. So it's, like I say, it's just the two of us for the most part. I mean, we do have, you know, Dario on the side who helps us with all the technical issues in terms of the hosting and other little things with the blogs, but, you know, people don't believe it, but, you know, it is just the two of us, again, for the most part. And, you know, it's just head down, working hard every day. You know, it's not, you know, when you factor in the hours that you put in each day, and that's the funniest thing I've always found an adult, when you think about the people that work at McDonald's for 8 hours a day and make $10, and you think, oh, that's got to kind of suck. And then you think about your own life, and you think about the hours you put in, you know, doing this shit every day. You know, it's great because you have the flexibility, but, you know, what you make per hour in the long haul when everything's paid, you know, all those expenses and whatnot, it's a different story. But it's, you know, it's still a great business to be part of, and it's, you know, wouldn't trade it for anything right now, so.
Are you all on one server or more than one server?
There's a shitload of servers. I mean, I don't know. Again, that's Dario's thing. I mean, that's a full-time job in itself. I guess he should get some more credit in terms of, you know, dealing with our hosts, you know, almost full-time and trying to get these blogs running smoothly, you know, at all hours of the day, along with, on top of that, having, you know, the service for the program and the board and all the other things, so, you know.
As far as the talent for the program, Medium Pimpin, you pretty much let the talent choose their updates and pretty much run each their own sites?
I wish it was that easy.
I know, trying to get... Go on.
No, I was going to say, Kevin's had a saying that it's like herding cats. And that's probably the simplest way to put it. I mean, coming into this business, you know, I always thought it would be easy dealing with models, and, you know, that was the naive me of, you know, late 99, early 2000, thinking that everything was smooth. And now, like I say, as you get further into this business and you understand it more and understand that it's not, you know, what it's always presented to be, you realize that, you know, it is difficult. I mean, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do without the models. But in the same respect, you know, the models are, you know, very difficult to deal with at times. You know, there's, you know, some models are great to work with. Others are very difficult to get them to work. And others just go to the beat of their own drum, you know. They're all over the place. They're all different. And you know, I guess it's like that with webmasters, too. You know, they're all... You know, everybody's different, and it's certainly not easy to find a model that can do it all and do it all right, if that's what you're asking, in terms of, you know, getting their content, updating their site, you know, doing all those things. It's not very, you know, it's a rarity to find somebody that can do that all.
I really like
the talent side of things.
I really like the analogy of, like, herding cats. I've managed quite a few pay sites over the years. I'm currently managing 2 Shemale sites, and that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, you know, the girls are great to work with. They're great to be around. I mean, I've never, you know, I've only started really getting to know some of them the last couple of years more than previously, but, I mean, they're good. I mean, again, they all have their own things going on, you know, and generally, you know, their pay site is just a fraction of, you know, what their work is on a daily basis. They have, you know, they're shooting for others. They're, you know, they're like us. They're out there trying to figure out how to generate more income for themselves, you know. So, because unlike us webmasters who can do this for how long we want, I mean, models do have a shelf life to some extent. I mean, so they, you know, their goals in adults are obviously more short-term orientated than our goals are, so it's, you know, it's a different life for them. It's a different agenda. So I don't even know that it's that they're so difficult to work with and herding them up. But it's two worlds colliding. You know, as much as we're in the same business, they're completely different worlds.
Do you think a model that has a site, do you think when she's, say, gotten too old to be in the business, her content still has a marketability?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the easiest way to say that even after somebody's left the business and, you know, show that their content and their name still has, you know, marketing ability is Chrissy Moran. You know, she's gone from the business. She left for, you know, Jesus and all that, and we still do fantastic with her site, and we haven't really touched it or updated in a long time, you know. So, you know, I think the thing is, you know, people find, you know, when people find a model they like that model. They just want to see all the content for them, and, you know, and enjoy it. And then you even see, on the flip side of that, I mean, you know, Rob Shemp there talked about it before with his, with the classic stuff, you know, the old stuff that's, you know, was on VHS tapes or whatever the case. You know, there's just, people enjoy looking at stuff that's older than everything that's new because, you know, back then it wasn't just, you know, shot out of a cannon nonstop, you know, 20 sets in a day. It was, you know, a little more time was put into things, and it wasn't so mass-produced back then. So,
yeah, it was a lot hairier back then. I always seemed like there was a lot more hair.
Yeah, big curly hair and big muff.
Yeah, the fur bikinis, I think, was the slang. Yeah, I think this is a good market for the classic, so to speak, and I guess that's what the stuff becomes after the girls retire.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself going in this in the next few years?
I got no idea, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I see, like, you know, I mean, we all obviously have long-term goals. I mean, you know, we'd all like to retire tomorrow, but, you know, that's not going to be the case for most people. You know, just working hard, and, you know, I think Kevin and I and the rest of us together collectively, I'm the MP there, we kind of see eye to eye on everything, and we got some ideas that we'd like to try to move forward with, and, you know, hopefully they pan out, and, you know, that's kind of the direction that's all I know where I'm going right now. It's just, you know, hopefully go in that direction with them. And
are you still creating new... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Are you still creating new blogs or just updating your old stuff?
Always building. Always creating more. You know, that's kind of the rule of thumb. You know, get new pages out there all the time. And, you know, the problem that we have with these blogs is it's not really a problem. I mean, it's a good problem to have. Is that, you know, when we're dealing with model-specific sites, you know, you limit yourself to the traffic to those sites. You know, we have, you know, you have a blog for, you know, say, you know, Chrissy Moran, for instance. You can only get so much traffic to that blog that is going to convert because you're trying to attract, you know, Chrissy Moran fans, so to speak. So for us to be able to, you know, keep generating more traffic and more sales and whatnot, we have to keep building and add more names, you know, to our list all the time. And Kevin just told me he just made three new blogs today, three new model sites. So you know, it's one of the old rule of thumbs. I mean, every day you gotta get more links out there, as they say. So, you know, we try to create new blogs as often as we can. We always have a pile of domains we just registered, and we just pick them off and we build them, and then when they're all complete, we go out and register a bunch more and work on them maintaining the sites we already have. So,
do you just buy .com domains, or do you use other domains as well?
Yeah, we just use .com. I see other people doing .org, .net, all those things, but you know, we throw in a hyphen in the domain if we can't get what we want, and that's about it. I mean, I don't see, not that there's no value in the other ones, but just for simplicity, and I mean, you know, .com is the beast of it all, and that's just what we stick with.
I was actually kind of surprised when I interviewed Kevin that you guys have a lot of tubes. I had no idea.
Well, the tubes, I mean, it's something that we didn't hesitate doing, I mean, because we do them, you know, in the legal sense. You know, everything that we've put on our tubes is sponsor provided, you know, whether it's from their download section or their hosted area, or it's with their permission to put something up. I think the longest videos that we have are maybe there's a couple that are 5-6 minutes. I mean, and that's, you know, again, it's something that everybody's doing, you know, whether it's legally or illegally, and we didn't want to, you know, be left behind on that a little bit, so we jumped on that boat, and we got, I want to say, probably about 45, 50 tube sites now. And, you know, the traffic's good for them. The conversions suck, like everybody would think they would. But, you know, we have them, and we update them. We do get some sales, and until we find some time to wait to better figure out how to convert that traffic, it is what it is. So,
yeah. I did know, one... go on. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I did one tube just to see what it was like wearing a small tube, and I found the conversions from it to be non-existent.
Yeah, it's funny how it's like that. I mean, it's, you know, in reality, it's no different than a TGP. I mean, if you're doing it legally, you know, it's no different than, you know, a movie gallery post or whatever you want to call them. You know, it's just a bunch of videos in one location, and like I said, it's just like pictures. It's like a TGP. You know, it's all right there, but I don't know if it's just all because it's so simple and there's not as much advertising, or the pages aren't different like when you're going to different galleries, or what it is, but I mean, the numbers, they just, they don't convert. And I know the way most places are making money on these tubes isn't through, you know, selling the site the videos are from. It's from all these, you know, upgrade to premium memberships that you see on the tube sites and stuff like that, to watch the videos in HD and all that shit. That I can be assured that is where the money is being made on tube sites. And that is not something we do, so.
No, that's, I did my one little tube site. I have no desire to do another one. Blogs I've been doing more and more of. And blogs seem to convert.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, and that's what's weird is that we have a lot of the key phrases and search terms that we have many of which, you know, our blog and our tube rank, you know, one above the other, and the tube can't convert worth a shit, but the blog does fantastic, you know, and it makes no sense, but I mean, you know, the numbers don't, so.
How do you decide what keywords to try to do search terms for when you're building a blog?
Well, a lot of the time, we just go for specific models. I mean, that's what our business was based around years ago. I mean, that's what it's always been. So, you know, like they say, stick to what you know or what you like, and that's where we kept it. And, you know, that's why Kevin's doing the Shemale blogs, and I put most of my effort in Pornstar blogs.
So you put pretty much the model's name as like the keyword you go for?
Yeah, essentially. That's pretty much the gist of it.
I saw that Kevin's been messing with the Shemale and Ladyboy blogs.
And, yeah, that's all he's doing. I think I've put maybe 20 20 minutes of time into that, and that's just submitting some to Shemp, that's about it.
Yeah, I Shemale's stuff pays my bills. I can't sell Porn Star for the life of me, but that's just me. It's my traffic, I guess.
Yeah, Porn Stars have always been interesting. I mean, you go back years ago, you have people that can convert, you know, Porn Star sites, you know, 1 in 50, 1 in 100, and then you have the next guy knocking at your door crying can be, you know, 1 in 10,000. You know, it's really something you have to promote. And I think you see generally most of the sales created when somebody is searching for a specific model and not just, you know, porn stars in general. So it's, you know, that's probably the easiest and the biggest, you know, tip of advice anybody could give you in terms of promoting porn stars is it's not about porn stars in general. It's about
the model.
Specifically the model, you know, and that's why, you know, places like Free Ones, where, you know, it's all broken down into model directories, that people see such good numbers and such great traffic, and everybody raves about it. And, you know, when you submit it, you know, say a gallery to a place like The Hun, and you're, you know, 0 in 50,000, if they can still pull those kind of numbers these days, you know, it's, you know, apples and oranges.
I actually usually do pretty good in The Hun traffic. You list me a couple times a month, and I usually do pretty good on it, but it's all Shemale stuff I do good on.
Yeah.
I you know, so. Just, maybe I don't know how to sell porn stars, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Shemales are, I think they're a little more mainstream now. I mean, if that's even, like I said, the right term, but it's not still taboo as much anymore, but I think it's still, you know, still taboo in its own right, and I think that's probably why it does good on things like The Hun and stuff like that. Is the one thing I've always heard about that place is that, you know, that's what sells best is, you know, the fucked up shit, so.
Definitely the fucked up shit.
So. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good, you know, it's good to be in, I mean, because you always have, the models are changing on a daily basis. Some are coming, some are going. Some are retiring for a week and then coming back. You know, it's hard to keep up with, but, you know, the nice thing about it is that, you know, there's always fresh girls waiting in the wings, and that's why we, you know, that's why we're always building, because, you know, a lot of the blogs, you know, we got a lot, but, you know, they're not all fantastic blogs with a bunch that, you know, don't do shit, but that's because they're new models or, you know, and you're just hoping that, you know, maybe that model makes it big and or goes big, and you've had that site up and ready for a while now, you know, so it, you know, it's easy to work with because, like I say, you always got something to work with, so.
You ever thought of getting into fetish or gay or anything like that?
Me personally, no. I know Kevin has. They'll tell you it's for business, but, you know.
You're always teasing them about that.
Yeah, well, you know, like I say, the rule of thumb with this business is, you know, promote and sell what you like or what you know, and he knows porn stars and he likes females, so he's got a little bit of everything going. I just do what I'm told.
Yeah, I've been recently doing a little bit of the gay stuff, and it seems to convert.
Yeah, people have said that for years, that gay converts so well, and, you know, and I gotta admit, you know, we've been tempted to try it, but again, you know, speaking with, you know, people that deal within that gay community, if you will, I mean, they say, you know, it's not like Shemales where you can get in and, you know, promote it, I guess, however you want. I mean, I guess gays, there's a lot of, you know, terms you have to be careful of using and ways you promote things. I mean, I guess it's a little more sensitive to how it's directed and promoted. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is offend people, because, I mean, you're not going to make any money that way. And, you know, you're not going to get off on the right foot. So it's something that, you know, probably requires a little more research if you want to do it correctly than just jumping in and promoting teens, if you will. So.
Have you ever tried to do any mainstream stuff, products, anything like that?
No, not really. It, you know, it's just, you know, we've always done adult, and that's what I've always stuck with, and I think collectively as a group, that's mostly what we've done, and we've talked about some ideas recently that would dabble in some mainstream as well as a mix of different adult ventures, but outside of that, never.
Yeah, that's I set up a mainstream blog and have done absolutely nothing with it. So I guess I'm just sticking with what I know.
Yeah.
You live in Canada, correct?
Yes, I do.
And Kevin's down here by me, so does that present any problems being so far away from each other, or not really?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we're pretty well connected. You know, I think we, again, we have a good group of people. You know, we're all dedicated to work. We don't have to micromanage anybody. And, you know, I could probably go a couple, you know, there's probably been times where I haven't talked to Kevin in a week or so, you know, at times. But, you know, we can count on each other's, you know, busting their ass and working hard. And you know, it's never really been an issue. I guess you just have to have the right people, and we're all motivated, and we all know what we have to do, so.
Sounds like you got a good business relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I hope so. yeah, I mean, it's good. We enjoy working together, I think. You know, we spend our free time together as well when we can, I guess, you know, playing Xbox and things like that, so. You know, it's been good.
Yeah, I see you all posting. You're all big gamers, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I've always I enjoyed Halo for the longest time. I used to play it like to like 2-3 in the morning. You know, before I had a kid. You know, so he'd stay up all night and crash at 7 a.m. playing video games and working, and played with a bunch of webmasters years ago. And then Kevin got me hooked on Call of Duty, probably like 5-6 years ago, and that's probably the only game I've really played since, so.
Yeah, I actually, I'm game ignorant. I actually wasn't sure what COD was when I first started posting on Medium Pimpin'. Had to Google it.
Yeah, I don't think most people knew. Now everybody knows. Part of the form, you gotta know.
So, anything else you can think of, anybody got any questions they'd like to ask?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good if anybody's got questions. Happy to answer them. If not, I think we're good.
I think we're good. No one seems to be asking any questions. So, it's been wonderful talking to you. I don't know if you remember me. I did meet you at Internext.
Yes, we did meet for very short. We didn't have much of an opportunity to chat. So, here we've had this opportunity now. So, it's been good.
Okay, well, thank you for being a guest.
Well, thank you for having me, and keep doing them. They're great to listen to.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye now.
All right, take it easy. Bye.
Well, I think that pretty much concludes our show for tonight. It's been a pleasure. I'm glad you all came. And good night.